This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, September 8th. Well, last week cattle markets were fairly quiet, just kind of stabilizing at the low end of a sell-off that we've had over the last couple weeks. Markets stabilizing and trying to find some kind of a basing pattern here. In the cash trade, we were weaker on the week. Fed trade averaging around 103 nationwide. That's down a couple from the previous week's average. Dress trade around 163 was down 3. Box beef was weaker as well on Friday. Choice down 139 at 226. Select down 320 at 209. The spread was down 181 at 1655. Movement 108 loads. So for the week, we had choice box beef down just $2 and select was down $6. Export sales last week, kind of light, 11,800 tons, Japan 2,600, South Korea 2,000, China took 1,800. Pork export sales were big at 54,000, China took 28,000 of that, Mexico 14,000, Japan took 3,000. So export sales for pork are doing great. Beef has been pretty sluggish over the last several weeks. We continue to see profitability among the packers be huge. We're in the well over $400 a head. The feedlots have tried to skim a little bit off of that, but they're kind of, I think, running out of time where their marketing hole is closing up fairly quickly. You're going to be getting into bigger slaughter numbers here soon, and that's going to remove some of the leverage from the feedlots, especially this week, obviously, coming into a short kill week. They didn't have a lot of leverage last week anyway. So cash trade appears to be kind of softening. We expect that, of course, after Labor Day, that's kind of your big beef consumption holiday for or weekend for a while. We expect beef demand to back off somewhat and then start to work our way higher as you get into later into October and then working your way up into the holiday season. What we have to watch out for, though, is that's right when we're going to be seeing a significant increase in marketable numbers. The huge drop in placements March, April were followed by a huge increase in placements during the summer months. And those are those numbers that are going to be coming out starting in October. If we don't have an economy on a little more solid footing, I think that's going to be a problem for the marketplace. So this might be one of those years where the market actually works lower into the holidays rather than higher, based on higher numbers available to the market and demand base that's not quite as robust as we typically see in the fall and into the holidays. We'll see. We'll see how, you know, the economy moves as it works forward, but seems to be a little bit of a slippery slope in the Dow, and that is, I think, ultimately reflecting kind of what's going on in the broader economy, and that would not paint a very bullish picture for the beef space. So those are my concerns. You know, normally we're moving higher into the holidays, and that's just, you see an increase in beef demand, especially after Thanksgiving. But obviously the packers prepare for that earlier. But I don't know. I don't know that we're going to see that this year. And again, you're going to have a notable increase in market-ready cattle. And that's going to be, I think, a problem to absorb as we move forward. So those are my concerns in the beef space. Of course, the drought in the southern and central plains is also a concern. That's going to keep calves off of late pasture. If it doesn't improve, you're not going to have that great winter wheat grazing. They've had some rain, but it doesn't seem like the normal fall rains are really panning out that well so far. So again, we'll see how that plays out, but if you don't have decent grazing, especially the winter wheat grazing, it kind of removes some of your demand structure from the calf market, and that I think would just add to some of the sluggishness as far as cash prices go at the auction barns. So I guess I'm painting a picture that's relatively bearish headed into the fall. You got to have the demand base there to absorb the bigger supply. Now, we had a pretty tight supply of market-ready cattle over these last couple of months, and the market has done fairly well. It's rallied into that. You've been able to get a rally out of it. The problem is, you know, now that you're going to have more cattle available, if your demand stays the same, then it's going to spell weaker prices to absorb that. That's all I'm getting at, and I can't see where demand is improving that would be able to absorb the higher beef production. That's the thing too. And with a huge corn crop coming, that could probably be supportive from the feedlot perspective for some calves, but that's still a ways away. That's a good month away before you start to see the impact of that. But again, I think the drought in the southern and central plains and the sluggish demand structure, I think, is going to spell trouble for the cattle market as we move into the fall and early winter. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.